Now, the idea of firing a laser beam directly into your eyes seems counterintuitive. It seems like something you would not want to do. So many people discount the idea of laser eye surgery on the grounds of safety. But it could be a means of getting rid of your glasses, and perhaps forever. Now, I thought I'd go along for a consultation to find out a little bit more about it. How does it work? Could it be dangerous? And importantly for me, are my eyes suitable? Ophthalmologist Rena Gosi very kindly explained the whole process to me.
Laser eye surgery is a means of getting rid of your glasses. So what we do is we're reshaping the cornea to correct your prescription.
What's the cornea actually made of? The
cornea is made up of three layers. There's the epithelium layer, and then we have the stroma, which forms the core of the cornea, and then the endothelium, which is a single layer of cells, which provide the nutrients to the cornea. It's mainly made of collagen, the stroma is anyway.
So it's a collagen structure, but we can reshape it using lasers. How do the lasers actually reshape it?
Basically, by removing small amounts of tissue. So if you were to imagine the cornea, for example, as being like a wood, imagine changing the shape of the wood. So it's the same sort of thing with that. What the laser does is it causes small changes in shape of the cornea, and those small changes in shape can actually give a big change in the refractive power of the eye. Contrary to common belief, two-thirds of the power of our eye is actually from our cornea, not from our lens. So we can actually do quite a bit by changing the power of the cornea.
And I know that there are a few different types of laser eye surgery. So what are the different kinds?
Essentially, there's two basic types of laser treatment. First of all is the LASIK, which is spelt with an IK, and the other one sounds exactly the same, but it's spelt with an EK, LASIK. And the difference between the two is just the surgical procedure slightly different. With the LASIK, if we were to sort of imagine our cornea as being made up of, like, say, 100 sheets of paper, you can think of it as what we're going to do is we're going to lift the top 10 sheets, do the laser treatment underneath, and then put those top 10 sheets back again. Whereas with the LASIK EK, if we imagine the 100 sheets again, we remove the very top layer, do the laser treatment underneath that, and the top layer regenerates. The main difference between these two is in the initial recovery period. LASIK is the one with the faster recovery. Most people are driving standards or better the next day, whereas the LASIK EK is roughly a week or so behind.
Why can't you just operate with the laser directly on the surface?
The top layer of our eyes, epithelium, which is like a skin layer, so if you laser on top, it will just grow back again.
Is everybody suitable? Can everybody have laser eye surgery?
Unfortunately not, which is why we do the consultations. Most people are suitable. We have to turn away about 15% of patients that do come and see us, unfortunately. It could be a number of things. It could be a general health condition that is a contraindication. It could be the corneas are too thin. It could be the corneas are too steep, too flat. There's a number of reasons.
What are the risks with this operation?
I mean, the worst case scenario is an eye infection, but that's quite rare. But you have the same sort of risk factor every time you put a contact lens in your eye, really. The most common question I get asked is, has anyone gone blind from this procedure? And we haven't had anyone that's lost their sight. But if we're thinking about the anatomy of the eye itself, you can sort of see why. You rule out a lot of the sight-threatening complications because you don't actually enter the eye to do the treatment. The treatment is very, very superficial. You're lasering the cornea.
And once you've had the surgery, how long does it last? Is this a five-year thing, or should it last for a lifetime?
The treatment itself is permanent, but the way your eyes change, that's individual to yourself. So say, for example, you didn't have treatment, and 5 years down the line, your prescription was going to change by plus or minus one, for example. This change can still take place. So what the treatment does do is it corrects you at this moment in time with the prescription you have now. If your eyes are going to change, they're going to do so regardless. A good indication that you're going to be stable after treatment is how stable you are beforehand. If your prescription, say, been stable for the last 5-10 years, then that's a good indication it should be afterwards.
Okay, well, I have just had a consultation with you.
Yeah.
Could you take me through the different stages and what have we had to do? Most of it was very similar to a normal eye consultation.
That's correct. I mean, we measure your prescription, we check the health of your eye, we go through history and symptoms, so we know a bit about your general health. We look at the front surface of your eye, your cornea, make sure that's nice and healthy. We're looking at your lens, we're looking at your retina. So these are all the normal things that they do for you in a normal sight test as well. But then you had a session where you did some scans. We looked at the front surface of your eye, we mapped your cornea, corneal topography, then we measured your aberrations, how much glare you suffer from.
Okay, so we have my scans here,
yeah.
And how do I look? How can you tell me what
yeah,
these actually
sure.
mean?
Okay, first of all, if we have a look at the orb scan, which is a topography map, first of all is looking at how steep or how flat your cornea is, and yours is perfectly within the normal scale. Having a look at your corneal thickness map, your corneas are nice and thick, which is fantastic when it comes to laser treatment.
Map is really exactly the right word, isn't it? It generally looks like a map of hills or mountains and lakes.
Yes, it definitely does, yeah.
So that's the orb scan showing the topography of my cornea. So what's the other scan that they did?
The other scan is the aberrometer. So that measures how much glare you suffer from. So if you were to imagine this as being a pinpoint of light, what we have here is a picture of how your eye actually scatters the light in different directions.
What this should really be is just one solid pinpoint of light, but it actually looks, it almost looks like a crystal. It's sort of triangular, it has lines inside it, like you would on a diamond.
Yes, it does. Yeah, everyone has a different map, depending on how much aberrations and what type of aberrations you have, yeah.
So, putting all of this together, looking at my prescription and the shape and thickness of my cornea, am I eligible? Could I have laser eye surgery?
Yes, you are suitable to have the treatment done.
Hooray! So my eyes are suitable for laser surgery. Thanks ever so much to ophthalmologist Rena Gosi for taking me through the process. Now, I must apologise to anybody who saw me in Cambridge after my consultation. They give you some eye drops that dilate your pupils. I've sprained my ankle recently, so I was hobbling along with enormous pupils, unable to focus. I may have looked quite spaced out. So if anybody saw me, I'm sorry if you were frightened, but it was all for a good purpose. We found out about laser eye surgery, and I found out that I can get rid of my glasses.
Are you going to, though? That's the question.
We shall see, I think.